Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I was very curious to come in this morning and determine whether I felt any sense of Cubs panic from our little panel here. Just because they've been, well, they lost a series that arguably they should have won. Listen, when the wind's blowing out like that, there's going to be a lot of home runs, and there were a lot of home runs. But, this is so much in Jed's hands at this point. And I know that we got good news with Shota Imanaga coming back, and it feels like, let's hope he's on his game. Let's hope he's at his best, because you're going to need that. But there's work to be done here. No question of a doubt.
Well, it was a very, I don't say humbling weekend, but certainly brought you back to earth a little bit. Mariners are a good team, and Cal Raleigh is on a historic pace as a catcher. They've got some real good bats in that lineup, and Dan Wilson has done a nice job, local guy. We talked to him on Barrington's Pride Joy on Saturday morning. He was very excited about this season, and we did ask him about winning coming in third in the World Series.
Yeah, isn't that great? Yeah, the League World Series.
But the Cub bullpen was due for one of these weekends. They had been so good for so long, you figured that this was inevitable. But they've got some decisions to make now. They're going to be interesting to see how they handle the Shota return and how they maybe deal with a little bit of relative adversity. Losing 3 out of 4 in this Cubs season so far qualifies as a crisis.
Well, I think it's the fact that Milwaukee is somehow hanging around, right? I think that the Cubs seemed like they were doing so well and had all this breathing room. And then you wake up this morning and they're only 3.5 games ahead of the Brewers and 4.5 ahead of the Cardinals, and you're heading to St. Louis. So, yeah.
It's a big series. Big series down there. Pause. You like that. It's weird that it's the first time they're playing them on June 23rd.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Yeah, June 23rd.
Yep.
And Milwaukee got a boost. You know, when they traded Aaron Civale, that was almost like got a lot of attention. It stirred some things up in the clubhouse. Hey, you don't want to take a demotion? We'll trade you. That gets everybody's attention, I think.
Yes, I think
it reinforces
you're right.
How Pat Murphy is somebody you don't want to mess around with.
Right.
And then they elevate the right guy. Jacob Mizorowski is a phenom.
Yep.
He is this year's Paul Skeens. And that should get every Cubs fan's attention.
Yep.
Because they aren't going anywhere. When you have Peralta, who's going to be good,
he's always,
and you've got Mizorowski clocking 24 pitches over 100, this kid can throw it, and they're not going away.
Yeah, that's it's interesting. And, again, I think that it does come down to solving some issues. And, you know, the scary element of it is that the separation you hope for before the trade deadline hasn't really arrived yet. And there are teams that are still thinking they might have a shot in the wild card, as opposed to, okay, it's not our year. We got to, regroup and prepare for the future. So when you're dealing with that, that may make people hesitant about entering the fray with the trades. And there have been people moved, don't get me wrong, and we know that, and we're talking about it, but it's kind of not the – it's not at this point the way you hope it will be in another month.
Well, I think the draft being July 13th complicates things for some teams, because some teams may put all of their focus into the draft because they're so bad and they want to – put so much on this particular season. You wonder if the Marlins fall in that category. You don't know about other teams, how they treat the draft. Whereas you would think that an executive should be able to balance both interests equally. But I don't know that. And I think Jed Hoyer alluded to that, because you think, well, there's so much focus in the front office on scouting potential draft picks that a lot of these baseball scouts looking at other players on other teams, like, say, if the Cubs were interested in Ryan McMahon still, the third baseman for the Rockies.
Yeah.
How much of their intel and how much of their focus is on scouting people they might take in the second or third round, or who might they take in the first, and versus, I think the organization is probably big enough to do both, but that has been offered as a reason why you may see a delay in moves and why you might not see the secondary or the second component to the big blockbuster trade that we saw a couple weeks ago. And why baseball is a little bit more dormant before the trade deadline.
But he's a guy who's on the market. That is a team that is, you know, has secured their position at the bottom of the standings. And I think they'll be trading.
Well,
and
answer me
there
this.
There are like six teams that fall into that category.
This is something to get into later,
not
too.
Not 12.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a big difference, though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Do we have a third base problem again if you're the Cubs? I know the bullpen issue is, but Brujan played there way too
frequently.
I wondered, and then you look at Shaw's stats over the last week, and you think, where's the confidence level? Where's his confidence level? Is it starting to wane after we thought everything was fine?
He has played well enough defensively that you don't feel like you have to respond. But I think that if you could get a third baseman, if you could get a hitter who could play some third base, that might be something you would look at and might be something that you could add to.
Yeah, I don't disagree, but I also feel like I had mentally eliminated that as a priority.
Yeah, and it's not a priority. Pitching, starting pitching in particular, is the priority. All mm-hmm. of a sudden, you know, the pumpkins have turned back into pumpkins. They're no longer you can no longer ride in a beautiful carriage, so you got to be careful. I don't know that we haven't seen the end of Colin Ray. No offense to anybody, but it feels like that's the guy. But there
it was a very good run.
you could argue there are three pitches you could afford to replace, and that's maybe harsh, but that's the reality of their situation.
Well, you're talking about Horton, you're talking about Brown, and you're talking about Ray. So you got three guys who I don't know that I would want to replace.
I'm not
Horton necessarily. Ben Brown's a big start for him tonight.
Yeah,
I think that's why he's looking at it, and he's got to look at it as every pitching outing is like a referendum on his status in the rotation. Yes or no? Check a box.
Yeah, I don't know that Horton is the guy you want to replace, but I do believe that, you know, when you are aware of the innings and all the rest of it, there's just a natural kind of concern that kicks in eventually. I think you kind of wish that somehow showed a was coming back with someone else, let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's true, and it's still early, and I think there's plenty of time to try to sort that out and see what Jed is up to, and so that's going to be the fun, and a big series down in St. Louis.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But how about the White Sox?
How about Mr. David and the White Sox? That was one of the true joys to see you playing the role of Ozzy on the postgame show over the weekend.
Well, that was talking about a bullpen crisis. They had to go deep into the bullpen over CHSN. And I found out that they were in need of a right-hander.
You did very well. Great. It was really
so Ozzy
fun.
Was off.
Yeah.
And had some scheduling issues. And then called in there, worked with Chuck, did the pre and post game.
It's fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was great.
It was a lot of fun.
It was great to see you do it. It was really good. It was another Sox loss. And then they won yesterday.
Yeah,
and then they won
them.
A series in
they
Toronto.
Won two out of three.
They won everything but your.
I know. Yeah, and they were didn't and they had okay. met. Here's how they did on Saturday. They had two hits. So which yes. of those hits was my favorite?
Yeah, we were in my household. We were like, "Oh, that's Sammy Sosa. That guy's the bad luck charm."
I know. I think that is.
They should never let him back in.
I know, there was a prop bet before the game in the pregame shows whether or not to take Lenin Sosa to double, and I said, "Well, it's the weekend of Sosa's in Chicago, so of course." And then I think I gave him the whammy. I put the whammy on him. So, no, the Sox were not very compelling on Saturday. Aaron Civale got a lot of credit for going seven innings, but he gave up four runs.
The guy saved the bullpen. It was a big move.
We're going to have to revisit this at some point. This is a larger baseball conversation, though, because what's becoming a pet peeve of mine, and I don't want it to be, but like yesterday, Colin Ray got credit from Craig Council postgame for getting some outs and eating some innings.
Yeah.
Aaron Civale goes seven on Saturday, and the tone of his post-game conversation was, boy, that was great. He gave us seven. He ate some innings. He saved the bullpen. And I get all that. But I'm like, what about the four innings he gave up by the second inning?
Well,
He put you in a hole.
I think that you also want to remind people that he can eat innings and he can go out there and give you a serviceable performance, and you should trade for him.
I don't think so. See, nothing about that outing said trade for me. Nothing. The fact that you want somebody to eat innings, okay. If you're in a pennant race, you're going to need more than eating innings. You're going to be mowing down batters and hitters.
It's a good option.
I get it.
For teams that won't be trading, there's one guy that might be available. That's all I'm saying.
I know. Well,
change your mindset.
I'll tell you, this weekend, though, did introduce to the rest of the teams in the league guys on the White Sox who might be able to help, you wonder. Okay, I'll grant you Civale. What about Adrian Hauser?
He was great.
Yes.
He was, and he won.
That dad strength.
Or he lasted. They didn't
yes.
win. How about they had a comeback win? We don't talk about that enough. They were 0-for-38.
No, nobody's talking
after the
about
seventh inning.
The White Sox coming back after seven. Yes, they did that.
They went 1-of-94 a year ago. Was it 1-of-94? I mean,
they were 0-for-38.
They were 0-for-38 this year.
Yeah,
after
that's
seven,
remarkable.
And they finally won a game.
Found a way. So Adrian Hauser did his job. Andrew Benintendi, if he keeps hitting, he's going to garner some interest. You never know.
Sadly, there is a contract with that.
But if the Sox are willing to eat half.
Who are we talking about?
I know, depending on what your mission is. I know you've noticed this. We talked about it last week. They're getting people, this roster velocity thing, they are bringing people up. They're playing people. They're giving open auditions to MLB level. They might be willing to move a guy under those circumstances.
There are 10 rookies on their roster right now. That's pretty.
Just saying.
How about? Wickelman Gonzalez
coming
up. Do you now remember him?
I do remember.
Nasty. first big league strikeout for Wickelman Gonzalez as he points to the sky. Well done. Three up, three down.
Absolutely nasty stuff right here by Gonzalez. Three up, three down, and his first strikeout to boot. Welcome to the big leagues.
Welcome to Chicago.
The next inning didn't go as well.
No, but he did have – he is here, and he's contributing. And now that trade already has three guys contributing at the major league level and Brad Montgomery seemingly on the way in the minors.
He had like a three-hit game yesterday down in the minors.
By the way, John Triffin's voice, did you see what he did this weekend?
He went out on the
the CN Tower.
Yeah. I haven't done that, but I've been right below that.
He followed through with that. They went out there yesterday. Brooke Fletcher set him up on Saturday. They went out and they bought a ticket for him.
Yeah.
And he followed through, good to his credit.
Was there disappointment
in
that he made it?
No.
It's a joke. No. It was a joke.
That's one of those things where we've all been there before, where you say something on the air and you're like, well, I dare you. Oh, okay. Well, then they followed through and they got him a ticket and he showed up and good sport about it. And
are you afraid of heights?
No.
Yeah. I mean,
I haven't had a bad experience like that. Yeah. Not to my knowledge.
But I've never walked out on the sea and that is
it was something
I've been
else
up there.
It was great. It was a great content. It was great for the show.
Yeah.
The pregame show on Sunday was very good. I saw the replay. I was not there, but didn't have to work on Sunday.
That's good.
Ozzy was back.
Finally
got
a day off.
Ozzy,
we had a very long conversation in my house because Ozzy, there's like a red light under the table. And it looked as if he had red socks on, but the more you looked at it, he actually had no socks on.
Yeah.
And it was a very difficult one to determine whether there were socks or not.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know red light you're speaking of.
But we actually spoke of it. Like we actually we had everybody in the house looking. Oh no, that's
good to know.
No, that he's wearing socks. No, he's not wearing socks.
I'll alert the crew.
It was hilarious.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.